Cindy Ray Mathiasen is a painter, Jennifer Larson is a poet, and Elizabeth Pfeffer makes quilts. All three work in the medical field, Cindy and Elizabeth as nurses and Jennifer as physician. They became friends through work, stay friends through art, and now they are putting that friendship on the walls of a gallery. That exhibition is called Connections. Cindy says the name came naturally.
I truly believe that all humans are creators, are artists, and that we are all connected, and we connect through that medium, so to speak. And I know that I had been influenced by Jennifer's words, by Beth's quilts, and I just felt like that was a beautiful connection, and I wanted to show or exhibit with them in a way that shows how, when you look at a quilt, how you are connected with that and how it also influences my art. And how, when I read Jennifer's poetry, that a single word or a phrase will show itself to me in a piece of art.
This isn't three artists sharing a room. Is the work that talks to each other, a painting of birds, a quilt of birds, and a poem about birds. Some come first, others were made in response. Jennifer wrote poems after looking at Cindy's paintings. Cindy made new work after reading the poems. For Jennifer, the bigger question was how to put poetry on a gallery wall.
What we decided to do is to visually display them. So they will be displayed on the wall with the other art. And in some ways, the poetry became a linker between the different arts and you know, kind of helped define the themes of how we are connected or how our art is connected. And the poetry that I wrote, some of it was as a result of seeing the art of my two friends. And likewise, certainly Cindy and I also had back and forth where I made a poem based on a piece that she had, and using that title she made new.
Elizabeth the Quilter says she almost said no to the whole thing.
It kind of frightened me, I would say, because I'm not one to exhibit my work too much, but I think it's been a journey and a good journey, and I view myself as an artist now.
All three women spent careers in medicine, watching people at their most vulnerable, absorbing what that does to a person over time. Cindy says that kind of experience doesn't leave you. It shows up in the artwork.
And when you look back at that body of work, whether it's your music, your body of quilts, your body of poems, it's really a chronicle of your life. You know, it's your life, and that connects you to the future generations.
The exhibition will be available for viewing from April 30th through May 26th, with an opening reception May 2nd from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Jewish Community Center, and it is free and open to the public. A painter, a poet, a quilter. 30 years of friendship and a year and a half of work, all in the same wall. Waiting to see what happens when people walk in and start making their own connections. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.